Hello.
Hey.
Okay. All right. So stay real now. Okay. All right. So welcome everyone to the podcast.
Undateable Kings.
Woo! We are on episode 9.
Woo! Yes.
Woo!
Y'all, we've been doing it.
Turned up. Introduction. If you don't know me, my name is Anna. Hey, you feel me? And this is
Liz. Hey, 229.
All right, you guys. So today we are going to be talking about things that, you know, of course, is related to dating. But the title of this episode is called Mother Knows Best. So do you think Mama always knows what's going on?
Mama don't be knowing all the juice. Mama be knowing some things, but not all of it. Okay. You know, nah. Negative.
Okay. All right. So, basically to start off, I think I'm talking, when I say mother knows best, for me, in my own personal experience, my mom, basically, whenever she tells me about a person, I hate saying she be right, bro. Like, she be right. She be right every time. It's not been a time where she was wrong. And so now, when it comes to me and dating, if my mom don't approve of you, it's going to be hard for me to approve of you. So I kind of always try to get to know the person and give them the benefit of the doubt before introducing them to my mom. She's not a harsh person to, you know, be introduced to, but she is very protective over her daughter. So she's going to be eyeing you and making sure you are the right fit for me. And if you're not, she gonna let me know probably the same moment that you kind of sitting there. You feel me? So what about you? What about your mom?
My mom, when it comes to relationships or even friendships, now I will say on that point, she is majority time accurate. Mm-hmm. And definitely when it comes to you know, females, you know, and I'm sure you can speak for this as well, you know, being a female, you know, who could be get more attention than normal females, you know, it can make other females feel insecure or jealous about themselves. And normally my mom has picked up a lot of the times, mm-hmm, when those situations have occurred. And
oh, with friends. Been,
you know, friends or, you know, even, you know, people who I met in passing, mm-hmm, too. So that is one thing that I know she has been accurate about a lot of the times. And as far as with men, most of the time she's right. Sometimes she isn't so accurate about it, but she will tell me her opinion and voice me about what she think I should do. You
right.
know, that's one thing I do appreciate from my mom and for her telling me, you know, look, you know, hey, you really should think about dating this guy, or if you do get involved with him, you know, ask him questions, or, you know, try to get to know him a little bit more before you get in too deep. So
right.
when it comes to that perspective, then yes, my mom does know best.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess I want to speak on the perspective of when you're dating a guy and his mama don't necessarily like you.
Right.
Or maybe you feel like she's fake. And I can just talk about I feel like mothers of sons who the son is either a player, he's abusive, or he's incompetent. I think you should forewarn women. I think that if I had a son that wasn't a good catch, I think I would tell the woman that he introduced me to. And not to bash my son, but more so is that I know my son. And, you know, hey, let me warn you. I think it's not a responsibility, but I really would have appreciated it. The mother of a person I was in a relationship with in my past telling me that he was an abusive man. She knew he was an abusive man, and she could have, mm-hmm, said something. I feel like that was, you know, I think you should warn people of things like that. And even down to a guy being incompetent, I've had that experience too. The mama did tell me he was in herself incompetent, but she did it in a way where she made it seem like she didn't like me. Or, you know, I was doing something wrong, but in the same sense, she was basically speaking on the fact that her son is not ready to be in a relationship.
Relationship.
Yeah. He's not ready. He's pretty much incompetent. of it. And so instead of her just saying that, she would say things like, oh, you're too mature for him. I don't think y'all are right fit. You're up here, he's down here. That kind of situation. So I think it kind of sort of, it just depends. 50, it's a 50% type situation when it comes down what the responsibility is of a mom when she is introduced to her son's significant other or somebody he's about to be in a relationship with or he is in a relationship with. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I'm going to play devil's advocate on that a bit because I do have a son. So even though he's not of age to date appropriately yet, but I do know when it comes to that point, then I'm going to feel a little bit biased about certain things. And I may, you know, I may not indulge so much as far as forthcoming to his girlfriend or whomever he's dating at the time about information that they may should know about him. I'm not going to lie. I may be standoffish about it. But it really just depends on who that person is.
Right.
You know, that makes sense. Yeah, and like if it's someone who I know doesn't even really appreciate my son and my son really doesn't really care, then I'm not gonna say anything. But I do understand what you're saying too, when it comes to being with a mate who's incompetent and the mother that I've come across, they do say slick things like, oh well, you know, he's a good fit. He's a good fit for you. You know, I can really see you really working with my son or, you know, little small hints like that. But I'm like, you're throwing hints, but you're not being direct to what needs to be talked about, you know, what should be, you know, discussed. You should come to me and inform me and you know how things are. And like I said, I'm playing devil's advocate. So I kind of understand why they would say that and why they wouldn't completely come all off, because I feel like some women or some mothers feel like, okay, I trust this woman with my son enough to know that he's going to be good. But don't just throw your son on me because I'm not his mama child. I'm not his mama girl.
That's it.
Yeah, that's what he got you for, not me.
Right. That's it. So I just think, okay, so I don't have a son. But I feel like if I know my son got ways, and especially if I meet a woman and I know she's a good woman, I can feel it or I can see it.
Yeah.
It's really any woman that he brings around, if I know something going on, I'm not going to bash my son, but I'm definitely going to forewarn her. Like, girl, hey, I'm his mom. Be careful. Or whatever the situation is.
Right.
I think I'm speaking from my own personal experience. I can't really speak from a mom of a son experience. You feel me?
Right. I feel you.
Okay, so the next thing is steps to find out if the family is really for you or against you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fake family members.
All of them.
They, you know, it's like my family fake sometimes when they deal with people that I bring around, like, not fake, like they're, you know, don't really care. But it's like, if I say, like, don't tell them, like, nothing, like, you know, just keep it on the low, whatever, this is my friend, right, whatever.
Yeah.
My family will be, hey, what's up? Make the person think they should make them feel like they're the only person. Even if I have maybe brought somebody else around or something like that. Not that I have. I'm just saying that's how my family is. They ride or die. And I know people, sons are like, moms are like that for their sons and cousins and sisters or whatever. I definitely have been in a scenario where I heard the moment one of my ex's sister whispering, don't tell her. That's not that same girl. So don't say nothing about over here. And don't call her that name. You know, that's not the same person. That shit right there, like, for me, it's too much. I'm not about to, like, be trying to remember people's names. And I'm not about to cover up for nobody. My brother used to be like that. My brother, rest in peace, my brother. My brother passed away a couple years ago. But he used to do that. He used to, like, you know, say, hey, don't tell so-and-so that this person was over here. Just don't say nothing at all. And that kind of make her feel like she's the only girl. That kind of stuff. It's too much work for me. And I feel like you should not, if somebody's not significant in your life, you should not bring them around your family. You shouldn't do that because I'm the person that get confused and like, the girl named Crystal and I'll be calling her Ashley.
Right.
Cause that's just who I am.
Ashley,
yeah.
Know who I'm talking about, baby.
So don't put me as big sis in that situation. You feel me?
Yes.
And exactly. Even if I hear that, like, I when I heard that situation, because I was sitting there when she said, don't tell Ashley this girl was over here. Her name's Alicia. Remember that, Alicia. Don't call her Ashley. I heard her when she said that.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I played it cool.
Yeah.
Long story short, I ended up finding out Ashley was his, one of his ex-girlfriends that he was still messing with. And that girl told me on the phone, Liz, when I like answered the phone one day, because he wasn't around his phone, I answered his phone for him. And she was on the phone and she was like, I'm letting you know, I ain't never going nowhere. I've been on the team.
I'm here to stay.
That's what she told me. You know what, Liz? She's still on the team, bitch. I love her. I dropped the
right.
Bag.
Hey, we 15. Yeah, you can have it. Let me go ahead and jump over here. But yeah, I definitely feel like it's a double standards when it comes to men. And you know, as they're growing up, I know we tend to make it feel like, oh, it's okay for them to have multiple women. And if they do, then, you know, let us, like you say, let us sneak and, you know, have this person here and only invite her to this function or this cookout. But you know who's going to tell it? They're going to be those ghetto-ass cousins, TT them. All of them. That's who got the juice. So that's who's going to let you know.
Like, I wish a TT would have told me something.
Right. Right. So you got to be listening. Just be like, TT, he said that. Yeah, girl, he did this and that. Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's a challenge. Have you ever been through anything like that?
Ooh, I believe I have. I have been in a situation. Oh, I have. It's a throwback, but yeah, I've been in a situation where I was dating this guy. This is like high school, so this is a long time ago. But we was around his family members, and it's similar to your situation. And like his little sister at the time, she had to be like 10 or 11, 12 years old. And you know, she came up to me and called me someone else's name. And I'm looking like, what, girl? And then she was like, Chris, or you know, it's always some Chris, girl. It's always some Chris.
Ooh. But
so, you know, and then he looked at me startled, like, she don't know what she's talking about. She's talking about a little cousin or somebody else. And then it turns out it was another chick. It was somebody else that he was messing around with when we was together in high school. So, you know, you just never know. You never know who to bring around, because kids, they will tell your business. So,
Yeah, they definitely.
Watch out.
Okay. Well,
definitely that.
Yeah, so for me with that, now I'm a little bit more cautious, and I'm optimistic. Okay, so I'm optimistic. So I'm not looking for anything bad. However, my eyes are open and my antennas are rolling. I am, you know,
aware,
being very aware and observant of situations and listening to conversations and making sure I remind people of my name. You know, that kind of thing. Like, you know, or my name is Anna, or whatever. Like, I feel like with that situation, it's just like, you know, I don't know. I just feel like it should be, I don't know why people just don't have the coomp to think about, like, hey, you know, I don't really feel this girl like this. Let me not bring her around my family.
Yeah.
I just think family is just, it's sacred thing.
It.
And you don't bring somebody random around and then your family be calling the wrong name. That's rude.
Right, and I even feel a certain type of way if I bring someone around my friends, not my close friends. Mm-hmm. I'm not, you know, if I'm really digging you, they already know about you, so they know that I'm gonna bring you around. But if you just, you know, we're just kicking it, nothing has been affiliated, established between you and I, and I haven't even met your friends or family members, then we need to just keep it casual, keep it as what it is, because once I start bringing you around my family, then they're gonna think something more, and then a month too late, they're like, oh, what happened to so-and-so?
Yep.
You know, like,
I don't do it, though.
Exactly.
That's why I don't do it, because I know my family is like, Anna, what happened to so-and-so? And I'm like, bro, he forgot. Like, who
you talking
about? Right. Because, see, I legit, like, I don't really bring people around, honestly, until me 3 months of consistency of me knowing you. And I'm like, oh, okay, we finna move to the next step. But anytime before that, you might meet my mom on accident. Something like me, maybe I'm out somewhere with you and she see me, that's when you'll meet her. But other than that, if I introduce you to my mom, I really care about you.
Right.
And then it's like, I'm waiting for her response. Now, I ain't gonna dump you right then, but I'm gonna keep my eyes open to see what she saw. She saw something that she didn't agree with, and I'm trying to figure out what it is. But I tell you, in my past, you know, she has always been right. She has always let Anna correctly when it came down to the people I deal with, even down to my friends when they were using me or when they were being messy. I can remember in high school, she'd be like, she'd look at a little girl, you don't need to hang out with her. Just like that. The girl couldn't even, she didn't have to open her mouth. She already knew how she was. Just by her, the way she looked. So,
it's something about that.
Some mamas who had intuition. Some mamas are just nasty and rude and don't have intuition. But some moms do, and they really be looking out for the benefit of the child.
Yeah, and that's how it's supposed to be. You know, the mothers are the protectors and the nurturers, so we look for that when it comes time for it, and, you know, not just when it comes to, you know, when we having a bad day, but like you said, when it comes to relationship, we seek that advice, and we need that, because we need to know what we getting into, and y'all have some type of oral or spiritual something that y'all know before it even hit us, and you know it. You just give us a little bloop, the little warning, like a little flash. We need all that.
Listen, my mama give me a look. She be like, yeah. And she just look at me, and I be like, dang.
Right.
Another one?
Another one. DJ Khaled.
Yep. Okay, so we're gonna take a small... not a break, but we got some music that somebody sent in. They want us to hear a little bit of it. So we're going to be promoting somebody. Mark St. Rose, When Doves Cry. So I want you guys to listen to this and go to his Instagram and check his music out. So listen to this right quick, y'all.
If you will, the picture of you and I engaged in a kiss. The sweat of your body covers me. Can you, my darling, can you picture this? Even if you can, I caught you. A notion of vitalism alone. And the ball strike curious poses. They feel the heat. The heat between me and you. You just leave me standing alone in a world that's so cold. Maybe I'm just pretending. Maybe I'm just like my father too. Oh, maybe I'm just like my mother. She's never satisfied. Why do we scream at each other? This is what it sounds like.
Hey, all right, y'all. That's Mark St. Rose. You can find him on iTunes, and you can also go to his Instagram. It's going to be mark.t.rose, and that song is called Windows Cry. I like it. How'd you feel about it?
It was different. I definitely felt the Prince all up in there, so yeah, it's different.
I love Prince.
Yes.
I love Prince. Okay, so another shout out we gotta do is called Wax Seeds Candle Company on IG. That's gonna be WAXY Wax Seeds. So go on Instagram and check it out. It's done by my line sister.
Woo-hoo.
But she's doing big things with that. And so that's it. Any shout outs you got, some businesses or any music people done sent you to about, you know, promoting on the pay on the podcast?
I don't have any at the moment, but if you guys know of anyone, please do not hesitate to inbox us, to let us know on IG, Facebook, because we're here to support. At the end of the day, we have to support each other.
Yep.
And that's where
free promotion. Free promotion. Yes. Promote you on my page, on my personal page. I will promote you. Free promo. You just got to let me know that you want me to promote you, and that's just it. So that's When Doves Cry, and then Waxy Candle Company. Look them up on IG. All right, so back to the show. All right, so the very first episode that we did was about dating stories. That was actually the highest listening episode that we had.
Oh, wow.
That's the most we got response from. So, that being said, I think, Liz, I think we should go and, you know, share
recap
with people like that. You feel me? So, we're going to break off. And it's okay. So, we're going to do one scary date, one funny date, and one perfect date. And I'm going to let you go ahead and go first.
Well, y'all already know my scary date, so I haven't had any more threats or any more life-threatening events such as that, which was with that boy Alex. You know who he is. Mm-hmm. Him and Tom and Dickie and Harry. But anyway, just to recap you guys, with the scary date I had, I was with on a date with this guy who was Caucasian, and we was vibing, and one thing led to another as far as us communicating. And in the story, he got so wrapped up in who I was that he started to stalk me, and he began to ask questions like my whereabouts and what was going on. And if I didn't respond back quick enough to him, then he would say things as to like, well, you must be lying, and you know, this cannot be true. And he wouldn't even to go as far as my social media. And that right there was definitely a wake-up call that made me realize, like, look, I don't need this person in my life. If you're getting that emotional about something that we haven't even established, we haven't even had sex, nothing has happened, nothing. So wow. Why are you getting so upset about nothing? You know, that right there meant, oh, yeah, he's crazy, he's psycho, let me stay away from him. Y'all already know the details. I had to call police, whoop, come get him, because it cannot go down. So that was my scary story. What about you, Liz?
I'm
all out.
Girl, you got too much for the home over there, girl.
That's too much.
All right, so my scary story happens to be a person I met in person. I didn't even meet him online. He was psycho. Okay, so I met him when I was on my break. This is when I was back, when I was doing, like, leasing. And I was on my break over in Midtown, went to this little hibachi place and ate. And I saw him at the Starbucks over there. And so I went in there to get my iced coffee, and we made eye contact. And mind you, I'm gonna be honest with y'all. Back then, I was really shopping around for free lunch and free food, because I really wasn't interested in dating like that. I wasn't interested in really getting to know nobody. I literally, in my mind, had planned on eating food and then not talking to him again. That's what I had in my mind, right? And so anyway, long story short, he was like, he kept lying about who he was up front, because I'm gonna do an investigation as soon as you give me your real name. He gave me his real name, told me he had graduated from FAMU, and he was in Atlanta working as a cybersecurity tech or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Contract-based job or whatever. He had got a contract with CDC, and that's why he was here. He was from Florida. So I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. That's what's up. So I said, you have LinkedIn. That's what I always ask people, you know, because most of the time people ain't going to put no face up on LinkedIn. He was like, yeah, I do. So he looked, told me about LinkedIn. I went on there, looked it up, and I saw him on there, but he did not graduate from no FAMU. This fool, why are you gonna lie to me and then give me a real information? First of all, graduated from Atlanta Tech. Ain't that wrong with Atlanta Tech? Still education, you feel me? He graduated with Atlanta Tech. He was in technical stuff or whatever. I don't know exactly what the job is, but you know, that's what he was doing. Because it was all there on LinkedIn, and it had his jobs and all that kind of stuff. And he was way older than what he told me. He told me he was, I think he said he was 29 or 28 or something like that. Baby boy was 38, baby. He was 38 all day. Because the year he graduated, I think he graduated college in like 90-something. 99.
Yeah.
Feel me? Like, you older. Like, why you lying, bro? You got crow's feet. Like, come on, chill out, bro. So anyway, that ain't the scary part. So I went to, y'all remember when they had the Set It Off play, bro? Okay, that's where I was at. Okay, so picture that. Being inside of the theater, you know what I'm saying, looking down and watching the play go on. And I kept getting, my phone was ringing over and over again. So I finally answered. I'm like, hello. He's like, where are you? And I'm like, I'm at a play. He's like, okay, well, call me when you get done. And I'm like, okay, this is the end. Because by this time when he called me, I forgot the whole date. We did go on a date after we met or whatever. We ended up going to a pizza spot to eat. And he was cool, but he said something that scared my whole heart, right? So he was asking me questions about my kids. And he was like, he didn't have kids. And so he was like, so where are your kids now? And I said, oh, where? They are, you know, with the sitter. And I was like, okay. He's like, oh, it's some boys over there. I know them boys messing with your little girls. I was like,
What?
Right. That's what I said. I was like,
hold up. Back up. Pull on in this train. Because this is not. That wasn't even a joke, bro.
That's what I said.
That's
I
not even
confused.
Funny.
That's what I was so confused. I was so confused. And then when we was headed, like, when we left the, I knew when he said that, I was like, I'm never talking to him again. Because he's a creep. Mm-hmm. So what happened was where I had parked my car was kind of far from the restaurant, and I had to get a ride from him to get to my car. And he was saying things like, oh, he said, I'll wipe you up right now. Like, you wouldn't even have to worry about your family, and then I'll just take care of you. And you gonna have to let your mom gonna have to get your kids. And I was like, he was saying all kinds of shit. And I was just like, all right. So I'm probably gonna be kidnapped. I'm probably gonna have to kick him in the balls and take off running some damn well. So, like,
right.
I had to prepare myself. I was in the car with him. And I don't get in cars with people, but it was just like, I felt at that moment leaving the restaurant, I felt trustworthy before we got in the car. And then
right.
We were, like, talking, it was like, what the fuck? And I literally felt like I was about to be kidnapped at that moment. But he took me to my car, dropped me off. And then that's when the real scary part began. Okay, so I went to the concert. I mean, not the concert, but the play. And while I was there, he called me. He was like, where are you? I told him. He was like, oh, okay, so call me. Yeah. I didn't call him. In fact, I blocked him. Because I blocked him, I swear to God, it was like robots calling my phone. I had several numbers. So 305, 507, 707, 770, 770, 770, 770. They was coming back to back. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Right.
I'm so confused. So then I ended up turning my phone off. Now this is scary part.
Get
he
to
was
it,
able to take me to my fucking my Apple Watch. And I had blocked him from my phone. He was able to text me to my Apple Watch, asking me what the fuck going on. So then,
wow. He
finally got through. I answered the phone because it looked like a familiar number that I knew. So I answered the phone, like, hello. He said, hey, what's going on? Why you blocking me? I said, please don't call me no more. Hung up, click. And he started calling back. He started texting me saying, I know where you live at. You must forgot I do cybersecurity. I was like, you know what?
You crazy.
Right now. And I just threatened him with, I'm on the phone with the police, and he stopped. But that was terrifying. The fact that I felt like the man had known he knew my location. He knew where I was at.
He
did was use the information I gave him and looked it up on the internet.
Right.
Now that I think about it, that's all he did. But
yep.
He was able to tell me exactly where I was at, and that shit freaked me out. The stuff about my kid freaking me out. The fact that he said he was just gonna take care of me and my mom, my kids. My mom would have to get my kids. It made me think he was trying to kidnap me.
Yeah,
and I just said he got a real uneasy feeling in my stomach, and that was like the scariest day that ever been on. And I did not meet that man online.
Yeah, that is scary. That's kind of like this show that's on Netflix. I don't know if you guys seen it, but it's called You. And this guy, he's like infatuated with this girl, and he ends up stealing her phone. And it's similar to your story too, Anna. Like, he taps into her information. He pretends that he's someone else so he can text her, and he steals her phone. Once he steals her phone, she ends up getting another phone, so that way he's looking all through her Apple computer and everything. It was crazy. So in the end, she did find out, like, it was him the whole time. But the show is called You. So if y'all go check it out on Netflix. I know I'm promoting Netflix right now, but it's a really good show. So go check it out.
All right, so what about a funny date?
Ooh, a funny date.
So funny, like, you couldn't laugh, you couldn't stop laughing, or you was cracking up, whatever.
Oh, man, okay, I got one. So, I was going out with this guy, this wasn't too long ago, I said about a month ago, and he really wasn't, you know, my type at all, and it'll always be the ones that's not your type that you're, like, even more, like, attracted to, like, on that level. Not so much physical, but just y'all have a good chemistry. Everything is flowing. And it's like, he was saying so many things. It was hilarious. Like, we went out to this place called Gut Buster. I don't know if you guys heard of it, but I believe it's in Decatur.
Oh, Gut Buster!
Yes! So, Gut Buster, that was my first time being there. And it was so much fun. Like, we had got fish. I got fish. And we had got some chicken. But it was so fun. Like, we was like cracking up. Like, we'll in the restaurant, and every person that comes in, he's like joking on them or saying something hilarious or look at them doing this, or even at the people at customer service, he'll mock them. And I'm like, boy, you was crazy. What is wrong with you? So, and I didn't even feel like, it just felt so natural. And once you be on a date or with someone and everything feel like natural and it just comes to you, it's like, okay, I don't even want to leave. You get so caught up in where you are that you like lose track of time, and you don't even realize like, oh well, shit, I gotta go do this, or let me go pick up this. And those are the dates that are memorable. Those are the dates that you cherish the most to me. And it's like, okay, I have to look past the hype.
Sure.
I know, I hate it. I got a problem with it, but I'm trying not to be so shadow. But anyway, so, that was our fun day. And even after that, he'll talk. When someone can actually bring out different flaws of themselves and joke around about it, that makes them even more funnier. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're calling out some of the things that you don't doing right, but you're making it humorous. So it was very interesting. So after we left the restaurant, we went into the park and we walked around and, just really just being carefree and just relaxing. So it was fun. It was different. Yeah, I like it. It was a fun day.
Okay, well, my funny story was, I got to go back because this was the funniest thing that ever happened to me.
Oh,
so I was on the rivers meeting up with somebody. I went on a date with Tinder. And when I get to Stony Rivers, I love steak, y'all. I'm a steakhouse person. So I love Stony Rivers. They have the best steak.
Besides, where is that?
Ruth Chris. That's in Cumberland. It's off in Cumberland. Like Cumberland.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm, walking in my heels. I don't typically ask guys how tall they are. They usually tell me before I say anything, because I'm pretty tall for a woman. Even though I'm only 5'7.5", 5'8". I stand taller than that, and then when I wear heels, I'm almost there, 6 feet tall. So it's just, I put my height out there first, because some guys don't like being around tall women like that. It makes them feel smaller, So anyway, mm-hmm. Long story short, I had been talking to this guy for a couple months, and I was talking to him when I was technically in something, but I wasn't talking to him on a romantic level. We was
right.
Talking like we matched on Tinder. Then I ended up getting into a relationship. So I got off Tinder, hit me up, and was like, "What's up?" I'm like, "I'm sorry, can't hit up talk right now. I'm in a relationship." Blah blah blah. And then we left it alone. And then what happened was we matched again when I got back on Tinder after that relationship didn't work. I need to stay off Tinder. Anyway,
Tinder's not our friend.
I ain't been on that shit sick.
Right.
Okay, so I go to the Stony River, and I'm not going to say I'm a regular there, but I'm a regular there. I'm always there. And I go in, and the lady's like, "Oh, well, how many?" And I'm like, "Oh, no, somebody's already here." So I go, and I'm looking, "Oh, the fuck is, where the guy at?" And then I spot a head.
Not a head.
Like, that head looked familiar. From the back, it looked real familiar. And then I, called. I'm like, "Where are you?" And I seen him pick the phone up. I said, I know you fucking lying. I know you fucking playing, dog. Like, stop playing with me, yo. Y'all know Gary Coleman? Okay. That's what he looked like. He literally had, on his pictures, he looked regular size. But in person, he had to be, four eight. Like, he looked like he probably was, 13 with a grown man face.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. And so, of course I was shocked. Of course. I wanted to laugh because that's who I am. And I got to really, I got to start working on that because I be laughing at inappropriate times. He was a midget. So, that was just it. And so, I ain't no mean person. Any other proper person would have probably just left or whatever when they saw him. But, hell, we had good-ass conversation on the phone. You feel me? I stayed and I talked to him. And I'm just like, I wanted to ask him, bro, why you ain't tell me he was a dwarf? Like, you dead ass just thought I was just supposed to be here and take it. So right. I'm like the guy who showed up at my job one time without no teeth and just thought I was supposed to accept the fact that he had no teeth. Like, you gotta tell people these things, yo. You know what I'm saying?
You just can't throw it on folks
like that. You feel me? Like, I have dealt with a lot of people with some ailments, y'all, and that shit is just wild. And not saying I'm like, you know, against people with disabilities or flaws, but it's just like, damn.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Wild. And so it was funny because he literally was acting like one shit wrong. And I'm sitting there like, bro, like, you damn near, you about the same size shit. You smaller than my 13-year-old sister. Like, what?
Exactly. So you been trying to holler at me? What you need? A stepping stool?
It was just funny because he was sitting there like he was about 6'2". He had all the confidence in the world.
And they all do.
Yeah. He was talking to me. He was like, you know, kept rubbing that little dry ass beard, goatee shit. He had coochie patch.
Coochie
patch. You know what I'm saying? That's coochie patch, girl. Rubbing that shit. And telling me how beautiful I look. And, you know, and I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm like, he's like, so you want to go hit up a bar, you know, right after this? And I'm like, yeah, I can, you know, I don't give a, listen, I don't be ashamed to go out with people. You feel me? I take that bet. Let me shut up. You know I gotta shut up.
Hey, hush it.
Woo! Because I definitely had a heart attack that time. I tried to go on a date with a little guy. Woo! Jesus. And I had to use Liz to get up out that bad boy.
Oh, thank Lord.
Thank you, Liz.
That's what we do. We do it for the culture.
Yes. So the date was funny because he was really little and he really thought that he was 6'2". And he legit was acting like he wasn't no midget. He legit was acting like he wasn't a midget.
Girl.
That's why it was funny.
Girl, that's how they be. The people who, like you said, they be bypassing the thing that is, like, noticeable. You cannot be coming up here knowing you got no teeth and your tooth that's missing is right here in the front. No, I'm not gonna be out with you. You eating food? It's all in the little hole right there, all out.
Yo, that's wild. Okay, so the next one is gonna be perfect date. I haven't had no perfect date. So have you had one?
I ain't had one. Nope, cause I'm waiting for my rose petals at the door. I'm waiting.
I feel you.
You know.
I feel you. So we're gonna bypass that because I know I ain't had no perfect date.
It's coming, sis. It's coming.
All right. So we're gonna end the show with when to let go. Do you know when to let go?
I'm working on it.
You know, I guess we can go back to our last episode talking about bugaboos, being a bugaboo.
Yes.
When to let go certain situations, especially when you have strong feelings for someone. You know, it's like you have to, like, analyze the situation. Is this person good for me? Is this worth my time? Is this going to benefit me anyway?
Right.
If none of those answers are yes, that's when you need to let it go.
Yeah.
And let it flow.
Let it go.
And I know you want to be with that man, but he married, sis.
You
want to be with that girl, but she a hoe, bro. Like, you got to smash the homie. I ain't never smashed a homie, thank God.
Right.
I can understand. I love the fact that when I was in high school and then college, I never had to deal with what my friends have to go through now. People say, oh, I used to mess with her.
Right.
I used to do this and I used to do that. It's so crazy. Like, I have a friend. She's married with 3 kids now. And you know who people know her from?
Being a smash. Yeah.
Being the thot. Yep. I said that. All the way from 2007 to now. That's what you know. And you married. That's crazy. But anyway.
That's how it goes.
Mm-hmm. So when to let go. So that's something I want to leave you guys with. Think about it. And I told a friend today, you know, she was going through a little something. We discussed these things. If you guys are going through something, let me know. Let's talk it out. You know, I don't have the answers, but I definitely can give you my input on, you know, an opinion. I can, you know, let you know, hey, this is what you need to do to figure out what you need to do, that kind of thing. And what I told her to do today, she was having issues with one of her guys, and I said one of her guys. She was having issues with her guy, and she was just didn't. She it's like he everything was going perfect, and then abruptly he stopped calling her.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, it's really do. And she didn't know exactly what to do. So I told her, she said she didn't know if she should fight for the relationship. And I said, what have y'all established? She said, we are just friends. I said, well, you need to do this. You need to make a list and write out all the good things. And I need you to write out all the bad things. And if that list, whichever side outweighs the other, you need to let it go. If it's good, okay, you can try and fight for it. But if it's all bad, baby, let that shit go. It is not worth your time.
It is not worth it at all.
And I keep trying to tell people, like, the thing I dealt with is the fact that I've been on so many dates and they did not go nowhere. And I know this is what this platform is for. For you guys to talk about that, because I know how it is. It's depressing when you feel like there's nobody out there for you. When in fact, it is. You know, it is. It's just, it takes time, for one. Yo, for real, your soulmate probably ain't even born yet, y'all. Because this is Keisha Cole. You feel me?
Her man was born 95? Listen, let the 90 baby stay in the 90s. I'm done with it. I am done, sis.
You know what? I ain't gonna give up on the babies, because honestly, even though they some buttholes, they act like they got more sense than the dudes that's my age. The ones that's my age don't know what the hell they want. Half of them still damn trying to figure out if they want to finish school or not. I know one right now. Listen, hopefully he won't listen. That bitch been in school since before I graduated high school, and he still ain't graduated. Bro, I don't know where the fuck kind of loan he getting, bitch. But I need
him. He's a professional at this point. He's a professional.
Yeah. Why the fuck you still ain't graduated? I just don't get it.
That's his career.
He's been in school for a long motherfucking time now. You know, but that's it, you know. So we're gonna end the show tonight, you guys, with just that. Just know your worth.
Definitely know that.
Your worth and don't give up. I know it's hard not to give up when it comes down to this, because the dating is a serious thing. People say, oh, I'm meeting up, I ain't pinned. No, baby, I did that for 2 years. I need somebody.
Yes, definitely. Everybody needs someone.
You cannot fuck in this world. If you were born in a world where there was nobody else here, you would probably die by the time you're 2 or 3 years old, because you wouldn't be able. You won't have no social. You'll go damn crazy.
Nothing. Everyone needs someone, and we need to know that we are loved. That having that same, you know, relationship towards your companion. And you know, like Anna said, it's not the end of the world, lady or man, whomever it is,
whoever you
are. It's still someone out there, and we just have to be patient and take our time and allow it to happen.
And remember this, I always say this, it might not come in the wrapping you're thinking it's gonna come in, baby. Mm-mm. It's not gonna come in that packaging that you're thinking. I'm trying to tell you, it's gonna have the qualities that you want, but it's not gonna look like what you want it to look like. And that's something
they're gonna be short.
4'5". But hey, listen, I don't sleep on short dudes, because one time in my life, a short dude gave me my whole life, and I ain't even talking about sexual. He just gave me my whole life. He read me. And he basically read me because I was judging him. You feel me? But after he read me, I did kind of want to sleep with him, because I was like, damn. My bad. I am sorry, daddy. I am sorry.
You feel me? Sorry, boy.
You feel me? And he gave me his ass kiss, and I don't blame him. Because that was me being judged. You know, I don't do that shit no more, though. I really don't. I do not judge by the way they look. I got to be attracted to you. You feel me? But I'm not going to judge you because you're short, dog. I'm not about to do that. I'm not about to judge you because you... I don't know. I like black dudes. I like dark skin. So that's just my preference. But some people get judged because they dark skin.
Yeah.
You feel me? So, not me. Come on, way, babe.
Come on over.
So we're
going
to end the show. this is your girl, Anna. You can find me on IG, AnnaStopper25. You can also follow the Undateable Chick podcast page on IG. We also have a Facebook, The Undateable Chicks. We are still working on our YouTube. YouTube has not been live yet, basically because I can't get the videos from the computer to the website. I don't know why. So I'm still trying to figure that out. And you can go ahead and follow Liz at... Go ahead.
K-I-T... YALL. That's your girl at Kitty Y'all, Liz. So make sure y'all go check out my IG page and also follow us on IG at Undateable Chick Podcast. Because we coming to y'all every Wednesday night. So stay tuned. We got more episodes.
Oh, yeah. So keep out on the post, y'all. We got some real folks coming to talk to us. And I'm super excited. We're going to be interviewing somebody who works for iHeartRadio. He's a radio DJ from WIBB. Mr. 4th of July. If you're from Mexico, you know who he is. He's going to be on our next episode. And then we got a Gabrielle Janelle. She's actually a director. And she is also in a relationship. So we're going to go ahead and get feedback from a woman who's in a relationship. Now that episode is going to be lit, and it's called Life is Material, episode 11. So y'all tune in on that. So we got episode 10 with the guy from Mr. 4th of July from WIBB, and then episode 11 is going to be Miss Gabrielle Janelle, and she is wife material. She's engaged. She's about to get married. We're going to talk to her, get her feedback on, you know, we single women. We want to know what it looks like on the other side.
How do you get a man, a real one?
Yeah, that's it. Who's not afraid to show you what you want, baby? You feel me? All right, you guys, we're going to end the show tonight. Thanks for listening. Good night.
Good night. Woo!